Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 14th, the third day of the 2024 budget session. Today was the last day to file new bills, and the House continued with introductory votes while also hearing bills in Committee of the Whole and second reading. One of the bills introduced today was House Bill 104, the Omnibus Water Bill Planning, which authorizes spending for Level 1 and Level 2 water studies. These studies determine the feasibility of new water projects and the rehabilitation of existing water structures, ensuring the long-term viability of Wyoming's water infrastructure. This bill passed introduction with my support and will be heard in committee. I worked on this bill in the interim as part of the Select Water Committee. House Bill 87, Brucellosis Testing Amendments, would have required the Wyoming Livestock Board to provide the results of a non-negative test result to the owner of the tested animal within 3 days of the first lab results, and to brand inspectors and veterinarians in the county within 7 days. I supported this bill because I don't believe that the Wyoming State Vet is providing adequate notice to livestock producers in Sublette County. In the realm of children's welfare, House Bill 63, Sex and Gender Changes for Children Prohibited, failed introduction. This bill would have prohibited Wyoming doctors from performing surgical procedures for children relating to gender transitioning and gender reassignment. I felt this bill was a reasonable solution to the concern about life-altering surgeries being applied to children. House Bill 90, Newborn Child Safe Havens, Age of Child, amends the age up to 60 days that a newborn may be relinquished to a safe haven provider. This bill was introduced with my support. This bill would permit more newborns access to safe haven providers, as the current age limit is only 14 days. House Bill 92, Protection of Parental Rights, passed introduction with my support. The bill broadens existing statutes to allow infringement of parental rights to include local education agencies or school districts. It also requires school districts to communicate or disclose information to a parent about the parent's child. This is a much cleaner constitutional bill to extend parental rights into schools than the bill that was brought last year. A vote to support a bill on an introduction does not mean that you will vote for it on third reading. It just means you feel the bill has enough merit to examine. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.